Now, the Galway senior hurling team for their third game of the Leinster Championship was announced last night. Three changes to the starting side, but this is the 15 that lines up. Derek Fahey in goal. Fullback line of two, Jack Grealish, three, Dahi Burke, and four is Fenton Burke. The halfback line, Garage McInerney at five, Porrick Mannion at six, Keenan Fahey at seven, Ronan Glennon wears eight, partnered by Gavin Lee at nine. The half forward line, 10, Tom Monaghan, 11, Evan Nyland, and 12 is Brian Concannon. And the inside line, top of the right, number 13 is the captain, Conor Whelan. Full forward, number 14 is Conor Cooney, and top of the left where number 15 is Kyle Mannion. Delighted to be joined by our hurling commentator and colleague Niall Canavan to look at that team. Niall, first, thanks for joining us here on Over the Line.
Yeah, you're welcome, Darren. Good to be on with you.
Now, Niall, as I mentioned, there are three changes to the starting team. Sean Lennon, David Burke, and the injured Darren Morrissey make way for Jack Grealish, Garage McInerney, and Evan Nyland. Plenty to talk about with those six names. We knew Darren Morrissey wasn't going to be playing after the injury he picked up last week, so Jack Grealish back in, no surprise. The other two, Niall, Sean Lennon and David Burke, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be disappointed, but I'm sure the Galway have a panel of, was it 36 or 37 players, and everybody's going to get their chance throughout the campaign. Evan Ireland starts at centre forward, but he's picked at centre forward anyway, but he was excellent the last day when he came on, had seven shots at the post, six frees and one from play, and scored them all. And some of those pressure frees that he put over the bar were serious, so I suppose he was going to be starting. Jack Grealish is obviously in place of Darren Morrissey. Unfortunate for him getting the injury. He just wished that Darren would be around for the rest of the championship. Unfortunately, that's not to be. And hopefully that he'd be recovered in time for to play for Sarsfield in the club championship. Gareth McInerney coming in, hadn't seen any game time in the league, but is a very experienced campaigner. Very strong under the high ball. Has never let Galway down. Does all their simple things and does them right. And he's back in, and he won't weaken that defence in any way. David Burke loses out, as does Sean Lennon. Both of those players on the bench. No doubt we'll see them at some stage. Two guys who have given distinguished and long service to Galway over many years, particularly David. Johnny Glynn came on the last day. He'll probably see action. Joseph Cooney probably see action. So Galway have a fairly strong bench. Going with much the same team in the inside line in particular, Conor Whelan, Conor Cooney and Cathal Mannion is the last day. It's a fairly settled look. I know Nevin has come into the team and GMAC has come into the team and Jack Grealish has come into the team, but they have guys who have played for a good number of years for Galway. Interesting, the midfield pairing, Darren Ronan Lennon and Gavin Lee, two of the younger players out around the middle of the field. The next day, Ronan was playing there last week, Gavin Lee played well at wing forward, got a goal and 2 points last week. So I suppose numbers probably don't mean a whole lot. We'll know on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock where guys are playing. Interestingly, Wexford have picked their team. They've selected the same team that defeated that lost Antrim, I should say. I would presume there'll be a number of changes prior to the start of the game, with the likes of Seamus Casey, Jack O'Connor, Liam Ryan and these guys, Richie Lawler, possibly coming into the equation for Wexford. But it's a big game in the context of the Leinster Championship. A win for Galway, we'll see them on 5 points. More than likely at that stage, then they'll have enough on the board to get through to the knockout stages of the championship. If Wexford win, they're back in business. If Wexford lose, in essence, they're out of the championship. So it's a huge game, and I'm expecting a big battle. Galway have had a great record against Wexford since 1996. Since Galway have come into the Leinster Championship, they've played 7 times. Galway have won 5. There's been 2 draws. Wexford's last victory in 1996. So Galway have the aces in that sense, but Wexford will be smarting from their defeat last week. And we know last year, Darren, the fact that they lost to Westmeath and their season, they were out of the championship. It looks as if they were heading down to the Joe McDonagh Cup. And the following week, they beat Kilkenny. So Galway should know what's coming when they travel to Wexford Park tomorrow afternoon.
And I think that's the warning there, Niall, because you'll know yourself and listeners will know I'm not a negative person. I'm always positive in regards to Galway's chances, but I can't help all week thinking about Wexford last year. When they're expected to win games, they seem to flatter to deceive or drop the ball. Like they led Dublin by 6 points. They led Antrim last week by 7 points. But as you said there last year, they led a 17-point lead slip against Westmeath. We were convinced they were going to the Joe McDonagh Cup, and then they beat Kilkenny. Granted, Kilkenny had nothing to play for in the day. This is a dangerous match, and especially too, Niall, as we talked at the very start, even when we went to the Raheem Woods to meet Henry Shefflin that day, block one was 3 games in 13 days. We knew this was going to be a task, and there's a bit of pressure on Galway in this game, I think more than maybe the national media were making it out to be for the Kilkenny match last week.
Yeah, well, the 6 day turnaround was the thing. Remember, there was the 13 days between the first 3 games, but the 6 day turnaround from playing Kilkenny then to play Wexford, they're really, really tough games, and you're going on the road to play Wexford as well. So, like, the players will be out early in the morning. Not quite sure what time they'll be going. I'm sure they'll be going around 8 or 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, heading towards Wexford for that 4 o'clock start. So that all has to come into the equation. I'm sure they didn't do a whole lot of training during the week just to make sure that the bodies were right and ready to travel to Wexford. But as you said, this is a very, very dangerous game for Galway. When Wexford have had their backs to the wall in previous seasons, they've come out and they have put in a performance. And once the Wexford crowd get behind their team, they're a very dangerous team to beat. And any game I've been to Wexford Park, it's been intimidatory in a nice way, in the sense that the Wexford crowd are always behind their team and giving them 100%. And if they have seen something in that Wexford team to give them belief, they'll get behind them. Similarly, if Galway get on top, it could go the other way from a Wexford perspective. So I think Galway have to strike early. I think Galway will have to start early and start impressively. Now, they started impressively against Kilkenny last week, got a goal, went 4 or 5 points up, fell away coming up towards half-time against the wind, but finished strongly again. And I know people were saying that Kilkenny were down a few players and whatnot, but any Kilkenny team that goes on the field always gives 100%, and any player that goes out there is a serious player. But Galway, you have to admire the way they finished, in the sense that they got the last 2 points from Evan Nyland and Conor Whelan, despite the fact that they were struggling a small bit. They have 3 points on the board. To get that magical 5 points on the board would be huge, and I think Galway will hopefully go down there with a bit of intent, with serious intent, obviously, to win this game, to quieten the crowd early, to get on top of Wexford early, because I think that's crucial. The longer Wexford are in it, the more passionate their supporters will get, the more passionate the players will get, and it could be a difficult affair then. But it's promises to be a good game. There are two teams that, I suppose, when they're playing each other, they both expect to win. We expect to win, they expect to win, but something has to give, and hopefully from our perspective, it's a victory on tomorrow. But obviously Lee Chin has been the main man for Wexford. He's got 3 goals and 23 points in the championship so far. 2-11 last week, 1-12 the week before that. He needs to be marked. I'm not sure. I presume Galway may go with a man marker on him. I think they will. Maybe that's why Garage McInerney's in. Maybe he'd be picking him up. You don't know. Or could it be Pádraig Mannion or Keenan Fahey possibly that might follow? Therefore, GMAC will maybe go to centre-half back. But I think he's a player that Galway need to manage and manage, because he's the main man for Wexford. He's the driving force behind everything they do, and he's a serious, serious operator. And if you can keep Lee Chin out of the game, you're going a long way towards beating Wexford. But it's easier said than done.
Yeah, it is easier said than done, but he is the man. And effectively, like a Leinster semi-final for Galway tomorrow, win that game, you'd imagine Leinster final should be okay, even though there's still 2 games to come. Niall, I'd love to talk more about it, but time is against us. Just very quickly, the Minors tomorrow, it's a doubleheader. Rightfully so, these players get an opportunity to play in a big crowd. Again, it'll probably be that bit of atmosphere will be trickling in as the game goes on. For Kenneth Burke and his team, 1 win, 1 defeat, you know, at the end of the day they're going into a knockout match regardless of this, but a great occasion for them, and hopefully they can build on their win against Dublin last week.
Yeah, I think that's it, to build on that win against Dublin. They were disappointed obviously with the performance against Kilkenny, but last week they showed great grit and determination, and they fought it out until the end, and they finished very, very strongly with Brian Callanan getting the goal. Jamie Ryan came on, got 2 points, he's picked at full forward. Kieran Neen got the first goal in the first half that levelled the game coming up towards half time. But they played well. Jonah Donnan was good at centre half back. Owen Maleedy got through an amount of work in midfield. Sean Moran was exceptional from Castlegarrett midfield as well. They've made 3 changes. Robert Burke, Stephen Kane and Jamie Ryan come in, 3 guys who deserving of their chance on their performance so far, and they're into the starting team. Wexford have Sean O'Brien at full forward, a very good player, has got 23 points for them, while Darren Rossiter at corner forward got 2 goals the last day out in their big win over Kilkenny. And I suppose for both games, more than Pierce Stadium, a lot of the time there's normally a wind in Wexford Park, and whoever gets the wind in the first half, I think, is crucial. Wexford Miners got it last week against Kilkenny, and that gave them a platform, and they built a good lead. Kilkenny came back to within 3 points, but they couldn't get in front of them. But I think if Galway get the wind tomorrow in both senior and minor, I think they should take it, and hopefully it'll lead them to victories. But for the minor perspective, they're through to the knockout stages irrespective. That said, a win tomorrow sees them into the semi-final, which would be, from the Galway's perspective after losing the Kilkenny game, would be very, very beneficial to them. And I'd like to see them play Kilkenny again, just to see how the improvement in Galway and the changes in their team will have worked up if you had to play them again. So, great doubleheader tomorrow. The fans will be off early, no doubt, to the game. The minor game's at 1:30. The senior game's at 4:00. And hopefully we'll be celebrating 2 victories as we come home from hopefully the sunny southeast tomorrow.
We certainly hope so, Niall. As you mentioned there, it's a super Saturday here in Galway Bay FM. Both games live, 1:30, Galway against Wexford in the Leinster Minor Hurling Championship. The Galway team up on our social media and website at the moment, galwaybayfm.ie. And I'll just read the senior team one last time. Derek Fahey in goal, full-back line of Jack Grealish, Dahi Burke and Fenton Burke. Garrett McInerney 5, Porrick Mannion 6, Keenan Fahey 7. Expect positional changes there. Ronan Glennon at 8, Gavin Lee at 9, Tom Monaghan 10, Evan Nyland 11, Brian Concannon 12, Conor Whelan the captain at 13, Conor Cooney 14 and Carl Mannion 15. Niall, have a great trip down to Wexford tomorrow, and hopefully yourself, Sean and Cyril can come back with two victories and Galway can continue marching hopefully towards Leinster finals.
Great stuff. Thanks, Darren.